This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
SMB, as in Minnehaha Academy, St. Paul Academy, and Blake. Hold on to beat Hutchinson 22-16. Minneapolis North won earlier today. So too did Hancock. And so they all move on to the championship game. Joining us right now, head coach at Bethel University. What a program they've got. What a season they've got going. Steve Johnson, how are you tonight?
I'm great, Maxie. How are you?
Good, man. I always wonder, like if you went out today, you can't talk about specific recruits and all that stuff. I know NCAA rules, but you can talk a little bit about philosophy. So if you went to the games today and you're watching three semifinal games like that, lots of players on the field, how do you begin to ascertain or to go, there's a guy I want to recruit? What's that process like when you just go to a game, you don't know anybody, and you just start watching players?
I think you probably look for speed. You kind of look for, you probably notice speed the most, quickly. But I think that's part of it. But making plays, I think that's pretty underrated. There's some really good football players. And they might not have all the size and the speed and all those things, but guys that just can make plays. And, you know, it's kind of the fun of watching the game. And then the front guys on defense, it's the motor. And on offense, you can kind of see who can move people and, you know, control their body and another guy. So
like you'll watch one offensive lineman maybe and just watch them for four straight plays or something and see what they do?
Yeah, I think I don't know that you go to a game if you're, you know, not looking at a guy or two that
yeah, you got a pretty good idea,
that you know would fit in for you and stuff like that, and then you kind of look at them and see. But, you know, it's a little bit, some coaches might think they know right away. We've had some guys that weren't that easy to spot in high school turn out to be stinking great players, and, you know, there's other players that look great in a certain system and they don't go. So, you know, at the end of the day, you're looking for character and speed and guys that care about each other and winning.
Yeah, because, and I don't know how it works, but do you always factor that in? Like you'll see teams that decide to throw the ball a lot and they put up big numbers and it looks impressive. But you have to look more at arm strength and decision-making than numbers, don't you?
Yeah, I think, we've had them, but there's quarterbacks that can really throw, and there's quarterbacks that can pass. And, there's a big difference. And, you know, you want to be efficient and at quarterback spot, there's a character piece. And, you know, in that way, as I watch high school, you know, I might notice, you know, a player – and I kind of don't like how he reacts between plays or whatever, or maybe I love how he, you know, his juice kind of just brings his team up, you know, and I feel like you can see that kind of thing, but you got to look for it.
And you got to be trained in it as well. You know, you got Sam Gibbous, who's an interesting guy because he came from Elk River in that system where, it is fun to watch, and I don't know how you go about defending it. They're playing St. Thomas Academy on Saturday. They threw one pass last week, and it was the final play of the game for a touchdown. But when you get a guy like that in an offense like that that's so funky that you're not sure, is he beating them or are they setting him up and he's just got big holes to run through? How did you evaluate him?
Well, you know, the one thing is Elk River, they run the ball. There's a toughness piece that you can just see in their offense, but also the way Sam ran and even the way he runs now. You know, it took him a year and a half to make his first move for us because Elk River, they hand it to him and the sucker's just going 100 miles an hour already. And we've enjoyed that. And you know, it's funny that the toughness piece ingrained in him as an individual, he's a wrestler too, but also in that offense at Elk River, it was like a match made in heaven. And so he was great for them. And for us, he is, he gets our tough yards. He is our offensive line's best friend. He is never down. He's a tough kid. And it's kind of funny. My whole visit with him, visiting with the folks, we're talking about everything. And the little that we talked about football was, I know he wanted to be a running back. I asked him, Sam, can you catch? And he says, I think so. You know,
nobody's ever asked me.
Yeah, they never did it. But he's really turned out to be a great back for us, and because he does have hands and he can do some of the things that we need him to. So he's a great guy and a great catalyst. He's really a leader on our football team.
Could you run that same offense that Elk Rivers runs at the college level, or is it just too much sophistication in college to counter that?
I don't know. I think in the college game, you really have to be, you have to be able to throw the ball.
You just have to. They can take it away, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I would run that. You know, I would run that before I'd throw the ball every down.
Yeah,
because I just think there's a toughness piece, and there's an awful lot of. Awful lot of players that don't get the credit and don't need it in that thing. And there's a lot of neat things about the Elk River attack, especially their offensive attack, that really it kind of builds guys too. And it's neat, and it's their defense is going to be tough because of it too.
Yeah, the other interesting part is, you know, a lot of high school programs are reliant on that great quarterback to make them go. And you get a great quarterback, you put him back there, let him do things. You don't have to have a great quarterback to run that offense. It might be your best wide receiver could end up being your quarterback your senior year.
Yeah, and I think he might be a great quarterback just in that system.
Just in that system, yeah.
It depends what you do.
But you're not sitting there going, boy, I hope we get another good one or the big arm that comes up, because you don't have to have that.
Right. You know, and Scotty Kirkhoff is, one of the best quarterbacks ever in the MIC, played for us, and he was at Hutch. And I remember, thinking the guy, Chris Might, said, I know he can really throw. And we had him at some camps and knew he could throw, but he threw four times a week, and
had,
three touchdowns, but four times, but you don't know. But it's that leader that they've got there, and that guy that can, kind of run the show. And that's what a quarterback's a lot more than a thrower.
You've had some great games with St. Thomas over the years, as recently as last year. It goes back a long ways. Before we get to that point, your team has evolved rather nicely this year. Is it what you expected it to be?
Yeah, I think it's it is more, Mike. We had a tremendous run last year and went to the Elite Eight but we had some guys on defense, Dawson Brown and Kyle Kilgore, who had tryouts with Falcons and Vikings, and Trey Anderson and Cam Munson, some really big shoes to fill. And so I didn't really know, I'll say me, but I think we didn't really know how that would all shake out, but we didn't know we had a lot of good young guys ready to roll. Our defensive staff, led by Mike McElroy and Adam Hippie, AJ Parnell, they've done an unbelievable job getting our guys playing fast and understanding and just growing like crazy. So our defense is really, really good and a lot of fun to watch, really. And so our young players have stepped in for those guys, and there's been excitement there. And then offensively with Gibbs, we got Jaron Rostein, and we got a host of senior receivers that are really good. And the other part that we had questions with, because we lost some great players, was the O-line, and that Chad Richards has built that on offense to help us kind of a little bit take up where we left off. And so we're really excited about how we're growing like crazy.
A big component to Bethel football and Bethel University is the spiritual side of it. Do you see that? I've never asked you this, but ARB, would you see that coming to the forefront more after a big win or a tough loss?
Maybe a tough loss. I kind of, we talk about, you gotta love the Lord, love each other, love the game, And you know, when you say about that, you care about those things, and you care about your buddies. And sometimes it's an accountability thing, and sometimes it's, you know, rejoicing with each other. So you rejoice well with one another, but you know, when we lose, you know, we kind of have already practiced hanging on to each other, and you know, knowing that hey, whatever's next is big too. And we kind of talk about that all the time, you know, set your face like flint for what's next. And, you know, let's, you know, forget about, not forget about, but what just happened is done. What's next? Here we go. And, you know, repeatedly do that. And if you're kind of looking at stats and you're looking all around and you're not, you know, caring about what you've got going right here in front of you, you're going to miss the game and you're going to miss the joy. And so, we want our guys to, we don't really care who we play, but we do care how we play. And we want to compete with joy. And, you know, when I don't know, I think if the spiritual piece is our faith piece and the King is authentic, it's going to be one of those things that tears down walls. And so we're not afraid to tell each other we care about each other. And we're also not afraid to tell each other that we want more out of each other, you know.
Yeah. So that's a tough,
you know,
one.
We're going to make sure that we give everything we got to each other, and don't worry about who gets the credit. And there's a lot of power in that.
You, St. Thomas, you guys have both scored a lot of points this year. St. John's got both of you along the way, and then they were upset last week. But just break this one down, X's and O's. As you see the Tommies, you see what?
They've got a great tailback. Parks is he's a terrific football player. He's been playing there a long time. He's Mike McElroy and Adam Hippie were at the U when he was a freshman over there, and I'm pretty sure he's my age now. But he's a heck of a player, and you know, he's a tough kid and tough runner, and they run the ball well, and then they'll max protect and get some double moves on the wideouts. And you know, I don't think you can stop a guy like that, but you got to control him and make sure you do the right thing. And our offense, you know, we're able to be diverse, and but they're defensively, they really put a lot of pressure on you. They attack your quarterback and get after you, and so we've got to be able to. You know, run the ball with our backs and also our quarterback, and good play action, and then throwing the ball. And you better throw in time because the Tommies come after you.
Last, you know, you mentioned two guys from Bethel and NFL camps this last spring. What does that do for the rest of your program when they hear that? Is that inspiring? Is that, you know, you recruit guys that you mentioned NFL? I know that you don't go to Bethel or Hamlin or St. Thomas or Augsburg to go to the NFL. But it's pretty cool when you see a guy wearing a Viking jersey or a Falcon jersey. Are you able to do kids see that? Is that a motivational piece in the off season? Is that a part where they go, if they can, then maybe I get a shot?
Maybe so. You know, I mean, I don't. I think that might happen. I don't think that's anything that you know. The longer I've been doing this, it's you know, I can't. That's kind of. Chasing that is kind of chasing dust.
Yeah, chasing a dog chasing his tail. Be careful,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I think I would never. I think it's kind of a neat thing to, you know, put on your Snap Face page or whatever you call
it. Yeah, whatever it is.
but I think those guys, are really proud of them and their stuff and their opportunity, and they were real grateful for that. And it's not. One of the things that bothers me sometimes about big time D1 guys and all that, you know, they're talking about playing on Sunday all the time.
That's
and
right.
I can't imagine being, you know, being done with college, you know.
Yeah.
And I just think the joy and the closeness and the love that these guys have for each other and develop with each other over 4 years, it's pretty hard to beat that. And you know, you kind of, you know, it's you know, not on TV it looks pretty glamorous, but I'm not sure it's for everybody. But you know, I think if those opportunities present themselves, that's amazing, and it's kind of cool. And we're proud of those guys, and but it's not anything we think too much about.
Have a good time on Saturday. We look forward to it always. It'll be right here on WCCO, the Tommies in Bethel. What a great way to end the regular season. But appreciate you very much, Coach.
All right. Love you, Maxie.
Yeah, you too.
Okay.
Steve
Bye-bye.
Johnson, head coach of Bethel. And that's going to be a good game. Dave Lee and Eric Nelson will have the call 1 o'clock right here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.